You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on. We are on with our CCIM voice. We're going to sit down with Mitash Kriplani. He is on the local CCIM Board of Directors. He's also a senior member of the Douglas Elliman Commercial Real Estate Team here in Miami. Welcome to the show, Mitash.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, we got to start off with high five to the Heat for re-signing D-Wade.
Great news.
All right. Now, we got somebody holding that wants to say hi, Mitash.
Okay.
D? Earth to D? Can you bring on a caller? D? All right.
All right, Mitash. It's Frank Rodriguez Melo.
Hey, Mr. President.
For CCIM, giving you a high five and making sure that Jim treats you well.
Jim's doing great, Frank. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Fantastic. You know, Mitash is one of our newest designees. You got designated just around a year or so ago,
yes.
Right, Mitash?
Yes, that is correct. Last April.
And last April. And Mitash, Jim is going to be definitely one of our leaders, and I don't doubt seeing him in either VP or president in the next few years. So
thank you, Frank.
Tuned.
Thank you. You got some pretty big shoes to fill. You've been a great president, Frank. I learned a lot from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, Mitash, Frank tells us you just got your designation. What made you want to get a CCIM?
Well, Jim, you know,
Thank you for calling in, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Well, Jim, you know, being a CCIM gives you a lot of credibility in our business as far as commercial real estate. When you pick up the phone and the people you call are seasoned investors, you talk to a lot of very experienced brokers. So just having that CCIM designation behind your name, you know, really helps you open doors and get people's attention. In addition to that, there's some of the best education and training that I have received from being a CCIM. You know, CCIM Institute's been around since 1954. Today, they've implemented some of the best technology tools in their education programs, you know. When you work with a CCIM, like my clients, the benefit to them is we're knowledgeable. We take the time to educate them on what's going on and what type of properties they're buying. And we differentiate ourselves from the rest of a lot of the commercial brokers in our market. To give you an example, out of the 125,000 commercial real estate agents in the United States, fewer than 4% have earned the CCIM designation, which is the equivalent to a PhD in commercial real estate. You know, any market you're in, whether it's South Florida, New York, Chicago, anywhere you are, look to work with somebody that has a CCIM designation because these are the guys that are battle-tested.
Yeah, you know, as a real estate investor myself, I always want to make sure I know I'm doing business with somebody that knows what they're doing, and the CCIM makes sure that you have the baseline knowledge.
Yes, that is correct.
The baseline knowledge to get your foot in the door, but then there needs to be additional knowledge created. You know, Mitash, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about what you've learned since becoming a designee, perhaps applying the CCIM lessons that you've learned to analyzing the market?
Sure. Well, Jim, you know, I've learned so much. It's basically now when I look at a property or a piece of real estate, I'm able to understand the financial aspects of it, the market aspects of it, the user and investment analysis of it. You could explain to your clients whether it's a cap rate buyer or an IRR. There's just a lot of different industry terms that we're able to share with our clients. And when I am presenting my properties, I'm able to market them very well.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned something about the terminology. What I've always found is the toughest thing for somebody when they're getting into the real estate business is learning the language.
Yes.
You know, people say, Jim, what language do you speak? Well, I speak real estate guy language. So, Mitash, it sounds to me like that was a great way for you to learn the real estate game with the CCIM, and I guess you're applying that now with Douglas Elliman and their commercial division as they build that out here in South Florida.
That is correct, Jim. We have a very good commercial team now. We started in South Florida in 2013. We're expanding. We have 11 offices between Dade, Broward, Palm
Whoa.
Beach. We have close to 600 agents. Our commercial division is small but very highly skilled. We have guys that specialize in hospitality. Multifamilies is what I do. We have guys that do retail. So we have a really good all-around team of people. In addition to that, being a part of the CCIM chapter gives me this amazing database of networking and brokers I can call upon if I have questions, in the market and what's going on. So it really puts me in touch with the who's who of the South Florida real estate market.
Now, I went to your website and I saw the types of properties that you have listed. First of all, congratulations on having such a good group of listings.
Thank you.
One of the things that I noticed was a lot of the things that you're working on are really well-located multifamily.
That is correct.
Now, what are you seeing in the multifamily market in general, and in specific, some of the submarkets you work? How are you seeing supply and demand for properties?
Well, Jim, there's a lot of demand. There's not a lot of supply, so it's a great seller's market, which is what I tell my clients. There's a lot of investors looking to do 1031 exchanges. There's a lot of capital moving in. And if you could position yourself in a specific market and have a property that's priced fairly well, you're going to have a very strong response from investors.
Yeah, but with that type of demand, a property owner just isn't benefited by just placing a for sale sign in front of their yard. They need to work with somebody that's qualified, that knows the market, and I got to believe that your CCIM and your affiliation with Douglas Elliman really combine to make you a powerful marketing agent for property owners in your target market.
That is correct, Jim. Every owner can put a for sale sign in front of their property. It's marketing the property, presenting the property, getting it in front of the right people that you need this level of skill for, working with the right brokers that have these clients. So working with the CCIM, we have our internal database, what we call the deal center, deal exchange. We exchange our properties there. Every morning I get an email from CCIMs all across the country that have specific types of property, and I market my properties to these guys. So just in that network, I'm able to target the brokers that have these very qualified investors. Working with the investors I work with, which I work with a lot of private non-institutional owners in and across South Florida, mostly in the $1 to $5 million range, smaller, multifamily
properties.
That's big
to me.
Well, I hope to go bigger. I hope to do numbers like yourself or some of the brokers you've had sitting in this chair before me,
Well, Mitash, you really do the CCIMs well, and you make me feel almost embarrassed because you're a very sharp young man.
Thank you.
You're very accomplished within what you've been trying to do. You got a beautiful family that you're growing. What advice would you give to a young person that's considering going into commercial real estate? They want to have a career. Talk to me like a CCIM. You're on the board of directors of the local CCIM.
Yes.
I'm making believe I'm a young person. We're going to talk about it later in the show about how somebody can go out and build a career, get a job. What would you tell somebody that's seeking to have a career in commercial real estate about the CCIMs and Douglas Elliman?
Sure, Jim. The best advice I can give a young broker starting out, the advice they gave me was invest in yourself. Invest in educating yourself, because what you're selling and what you really have to offer your clients out there is your knowledge and your expertise. So don't be afraid to get involved in whatever skill you want to develop. Find an organization that does it. To me, the CCIM is the best of the best because you have a great balance of technology and marketing and education. We have a really good class, Jim, coming up in August 10th. It's the C101, which is basically an intro to the financial analysis, and it teaches you how to use the cash flow models, the cap rates, IRR. So this is a great entry point and a segue into the world of CCIMs for anybody that's looking to learn about our tools and our technology. So this is a great class for anybody looking to learn more. We meet once a month at the Anna Capri at Coral Gables. It's an open meeting. I encourage any young brokers that want to see what we're about and what we have to offer to stop by. I personally, for the last couple of years before I became a CCIM, I would go to this room and just sit there and listen to these veteran brokers and the deal exchange and the networking that goes on here. And I learned a lot being in that room. So anybody that's looking to get involved, please come join us or reach out to me. I'll be happy to guide you through.
Okay, so we've got a couple more minutes left, Mitash. Talk about how people can reach out to you, and more importantly, we'll do that in a second. Everybody get your pencil ready. We'll talk to Mitash about his contact information in a minute. What is your opinion on the multifamily market, Miami Beach? What's going on Miami Beach?
Miami Beach is a great multifamily market. We get we get calls from a lot of our buyers from New York that are like, hey, can you find me a building in Miami Beach? So there is deals out there. There's still a lot of opportunities out there. You just have to look a little harder and you have to, invest a little bit more time bringing your clients some good
choices. How about the Edgewater? I know some people are now calling it Midpoint on 79th Street. High five to Duran for coming up with Midpoint.
Yes.
I know that that's an active area. ECI just finished a very big building there. They just opened up a new CVS, right?
Yes.
What do you think about that market?
Edgewater's great, Jim. Anything in and around the urban core is just very, very hot right now. You're seeing what's going on in the MIMO district, which is the Biscayne Boulevard. You're seeing Wynwood Design District. So all these things are emerging as, you know, these amazing new development destinations. And then if you look a little bit out on the outskirts, Alapatta, Little River, Lemon City, the urban core is getting very active.
You know, but you're mentioning markets that are in transition. So when you go and do a deal in a market that's in transition, you have to be very careful.
Yes.
You have to make sure you understand what you're doing and what's going on around you. And I must say is that unless somebody's an expert in the market, they're not going to know.
Yes. Work with a local broker, work with the CCIM that specializes in that market. You know, there's a great, I'm not a big hockey fan, but there's a great quote from Wayne Gretzky that when asked, why are you such a great hockey player? He said, because most people go where the puck is. I position myself to be where the puck is going to be. So if you look at real estate and you see where the puck is in Design District and Wynwood, you know, it's there now. But if you position yourself to where the puck is going to be, that's the emerging areas.
Hashtag, I love it. That's
Thank you. Awesome.
Listen, Mitash, before we go, I did promise that people would get your contact information. If somebody wants to reach out to you and speak to you on the phone, and I know that a lot of your clients are from New York, so I won't insult the Jets fans this time.
Okay.
I'll insult somebody else. Talk really slow, just in case we have some Atlanta Falcons fans listening.
Okay, great. Fair enough. Well, the best way to reach me is to give me a call directly. My cell phone number is 786-271-5598. Once again, 786-271-5598. I can also be emailed as my first name, Mitash, M-I-T-A-S-H, at ccim.net. And I always respond to emails, calls.
I'll tell you why, Mitash, because you're one of the young stars. Mitash is one of the young up-and-coming stars at the CCIM in general and here in Miami in particular. If you do need to speak to somebody who knows what's going on and who's going to work really hard, I can tell you, you can't go wrong if you call Mitash. Dee, how much more time do I have? Do I have time for Mitash? Oh, Mitash, got a little more time? Mitash, give out your phone number and your email one more time, and then Dee's going to make me go.
Sure, Jim. 786-271-5598. That's my direct number, and my email is my first name, Mitash, M-I-T-A-S-H, at ccim.net. And I wanted to thank you for having me here. You look great, by the way. You've lost a ton of weight. You
Thanks.
Look younger.
Thanks.
You've taken a few years off.
Oh,
you
my
know,
gosh.
It's good to see you.
I'm blushing. You can see I'm blushing here on the radio. Mitash, thank you so much, Mitash.
My pleasure.
Kripalani, CCIM, Douglas Elliman Commercial, one of the up-and-coming stars of South Florida real estate. We'll be right back after this with Alex P. Cordia. We're going to talk about the oil and gas market. Stick with us. This guy knows what's what.